and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, does God care about what you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you believe or what you live you believe? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing. Excuse me. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and doing whatever it is you're doing, but you would like to continue to listen to the show as it is happening, you can podcast and listen on your phone, no matter where you are or what you're doing. You can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Buy Me a Coffee. .com/JOP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? It is the first 2 hours on Wednesdays, because we love the blacks. It is Black Excellence Hour. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. Black Excellence. I want to remind you, and this you can bank on. I have no doubt about it. And if you pay attention, you will see that it's true. All human beings, every one, there's not one anywhere in the world that are not possessed with evil until they overcome it, until they have a brand new heart, meaning that they admit to themselves, la la, whatever you want to do with that, that you're evil, you're angry, all angry, emotional people are evil. I don't care who it is, family member, it doesn't matter. Male, female, they're evil. All angry, emotional people are evil. And so if you really pay attention to get to know yourself, the moment you run into an angry, emotional person, you already know you're dealing with an evil person, and you will be able to deal with them in the right way because you will have understanding. You can bank on this. Angry / resentful, emotional people have no love, and they are very dangerous people. And all human beings are possessed with evil in their imagination and emotions until they overcome, men and women, until they start to overcome. And only a handful, you can count them on one hand, will overcome evil. Only a handful. Heaven is not earth. And mankind is not God. Look how human beings treat one another. Is that love or hate? They're possessed. Every human being, you know, the Bible said, all who are born of the flesh, born of the woman, must be born of the Father. And the reason it said that, because human beings are evil. They're born into evil. You're not born into heaven. You are born into evil. And so pay attention so you can understand human nature. So you can understand what you're dealing with in human beings. Human nature, I don't care how nice they seem, how sweet, how churchy, or non-churchy, they're evil. They're possessed. And it's not them, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in them. And it's never, ever, ever, but never impossible, impossible to be about anyone but themselves. They'll pretend it's about someone else. Oh, it's about my children. It's about my color. It's about my brother, my sister. No, it's not. It's always about them. It's never about anything but them or anyone. They'll pretend, oh, it's about color. It's about this. But they're lying. It's about themselves and their evil nature. And they're looking for a thrill. It's all about a thrill. A thrill of being evil or a thrill of pretending to be nice. It's all about the thrill. And this you can bank on and never worry. If you can get it in your mind, understanding that it's a spiritual battle, it's not against flesh and blood. It's really not against flesh and blood at all. It's good versus evil. And only a few overcome evil and operate from good. But everyone are into evil until they overcome it. And you can overcome it. You can definitely, you're not stuck unless you have chosen that to be stuck in hell. That's why you can't really help another person out of hell, because the life they have is the life they've chosen. The life they have is the life they want. And just wish them well. Don't judge them. Wish them well and you'll be fine. Because forgive them. They know not what they do. They can't see. Don't judge them. Remember Christ said, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They are possessed, and they really think the thoughts and the feelings that they are having are their own, and they are not. Absolutely not. So some of you may have heard from Fox 26 Houston that Camilla Anthony, the black guy that was accused of killing, stabbing and killing the white guy at the track meet. Camilla Anthony was the black guy, has been guilty, found guilty of murder in connection with the stabbing of death of Austin Metcalf. And this happened during a track meet. We've talked about this. And he was sentenced to 35 years in prison. Watch this from ABC News.
Tonight, emotions boiling over outside the courthouse. Protesters in each other's faces, some openly weeping. And for others, relief that justice was served.
You think this is justice for Austin?
I believe so.
As a Texas jury finds 19-year-old Carmelo Anthony guilty of murder for stabbing 17-year-old Austin Metcalf at a high school track meet last year.
You will never, ever disrespect a black woman like that.
Numerous witnesses said Anthony instigated the confrontation, the prosecution calling his actions unjustified and intentional, telling the jury, you don't get to meet a shove with a stab, especially if you provoke the shove. In closing arguments Tuesday, the defense again tried to portray Metcalf as the aggressor, that he made physical contact first, and Anthony defended himself in a split second of chaos.
Amazing, huh? And it was reported that even some black students from that school or part of the track meet, the track team or something, was a witness for Metcalf. And they say that Anthony did do it, or they saw something, they witnessed it. It wasn't just white witnesses, it was blacks as well, according to the report. And the point that I want to make is that the people outside carrying on like that, I promise you, not one of them, not one, on either side is carrying on like that about Anthony or Metcalf is about their own ego. It's about themselves. Think about it. What good is it doing to be outside the courthouse fighting one another, arguing who better? And the people, what good is it doing on either side? The Metcalf family, they don't have to be out there arguing with the devil. They go to court. They get, quote, unquote, justice. To go home. They don't need to argue with the people. And the people out there, so-called, quote, fighting over Anthony, for what? It's for the thrill. It's because of hatred. It had nothing to do with Anthony, Metcalf, or anything but themselves. The individual getting a thrill from being out there yelling and carrying on and crying and pretending that it's about Anthony or Metcalf. It's all an act. None of it is real. It had nothing to do with them. It's not real, folks. But if you look at it, you think, oh, both sides are right. They're fighting for the black, and they're standing up for the whites. Neither are real. Lay your weapon down. Stop arguing with the devil inside of your mind. And the devil inside of other human beings. No arguing with the devil. That's what the devil wants you to do, and he's still alive. He condemns you, he accuses you, and he condemns you. When will you stop allowing the devil to condemn you, accuse you or condemn you. When will you say, no, Deborah, get away. Get out of my house. When you resist the devil by telling him to get out of your house, eventually he will leave. Throw him out in the same way you throw a bomb out of your house after a while. You know, you're a lazy bomb. Get out of here. And he'll keep coming back, tapping on the door, trying to get in. But eventually, he won't be able to get in. You won't let him back into your house. And that's what you're doing with your thoughts and emotions. You're allowing the devil in. And he's condemning you and controlling you. And you say it's you. You say, I'm standing up for the colored people. I'm standing up for the white people. I'm standing up for this or that. You're lying. You're standing up for you, for the thrill of it. Ain't no love in that at all. And not even you. The verdict of this guy being sentenced to 35 years, the verdict sparked emotional responses outside the courthouse. There in Texas, watch this.
What was it like?
What was it like?
When the verdict was read.
I feel like it was designed to protect white people, the system, and it was not designed to protect black people. It's self-defense.
Supporters of Anthony have raised concerns for a fair trial after no black people were seated on the jury. Inside the courtroom, tears from both families. Anthony's mother described as weeping, later asking the court to please have mercy on my son.
Amazing. See how it's all about self? If your heart was right and you had love, it wouldn't matter who's on the courthouse, who's sitting on the jury. You want your own race on there because you're evil. Hell is right here on earth. Earth is not heaven, and heaven and mankind is not God. They out there fighting over nothing. They're pretending, folks. I promise you this. It's all in the act. An angry human being, male or female, is an actor on a stage. And they have no love. Anthony, they tried to reduce the sentence of Anthony to 2 to 20 years. Watch this from NBC.
And Ryan Chandler joins us tonight live outside the courthouse. Ryan, do we know anything about the sentencing?
Well, Tom, we can tell you that Anthony was in tears as the jury left to decide his fate. He faces up to 99 years in prison, though his defense is asking the jury to consider a sudden passion provision that could limit that window to just 2 to 20 years. For the prosecution's part, they are asking for a lengthy prison sentence, telling the jury nothing you do will take more from Carmelo Anthony and his family than he took from the Metcalfs.
Amazing. Whatever happened in that situation between Anthony and Metcalf, it was between them and no one else. Human beings get involved because they're looking for a thrill. They don't care what happened. They don't care what happened at all. It's about, can I go out and protest? Can I be seen yelling and screaming and crying and carrying on and pretending that I care? And then you see me on TV, they say. And I'll be on TV. And the people tell me, oh, you were crying. I feel so bad for you. It's all about the thrill. It had nothing. I wish you can understand. It's never about the other person. It's always about self. Because if it was about the other person, you stay out of it. It had nothing to do with you. It was that individual and that individual's life and that individual doing what they want to do in life. They have chosen that. It's all a fake. And then both sides loses when they fight. If you want to win a fight, you got to stop fighting. Isn't that amazing? If you want to win the war, you got to walk off the battlefield. And the war will be over. Think about it. Here you are on the battlefield. And then you realize, you know what? Why am I out here? I don't need to be on a war. I'm sick of war. And you leave the battlefield. Isn't the war over for you? You have no opponent, nothing to fight. It's like Mike Tyson going into the ring to fight Joe Louis. Whoever that is. I kind of remember Joe Louis. And then they both out there, they're jumping around, getting ready to fight. And the trainer telling him what to do and watch out for this and that. And they both kind of ready. And the audience screaming and yelling and excited. They've taken sides too. And so they're all getting ready, jumping around. You paid your money to watch them jump around and fight. And so the bell rings, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. And they both go out toward each other to fight, but one of them leave the ring. They're like, I'm not fighting, I'm out of here. Who is the one that left behind going to fight with? Isn't the fight over? Think about that. If there's no one to fight, the fight is over. When will you stop fighting? With each other, with yourself? When will you lay your weapon down and stop being crazy? Stop being stupid. Only stupid people stay out there on the battlefield because it's for a thrill. Those people don't care about Anthony, nor do they care about Metcalf. The Metcalf family don't need to be fighting with Anthony's family at all. Zero. Go to court, have a proper hearing, and let the jury decide, and then it's over. Or let the jury sit up there with the wrong attitude. And we have that in America today. Angry people now sitting on the jury, and they're not going to make the right decision. Fox News is reporting that protesters outside the courthouse concluded claim laboring the victim and his brother as domestic racist terrorists. Watch it from Fox News.
Fox News alert, the jury just sentenced Carmelo Anthony. We're going to be back with Brooke Taylor, who's live outside the courthouse. What do we have?
Hi, Jesse. Some pretty breaking news to give you right now. The jury has sentenced Carmelo Anthony to 35 years behind bars after finding him guilty of murder. I'm told that he is eligible for parole after he serves half his time. The jury had the option to give him as much as 99 years behind bars. But again, they have chosen to give him 35 years. And I do want to mention, we showed you those protests, a bunch of supporters out here. They've erupted again. Pretty shocking. This is a direct quote. I just heard one woman, one supporter say, quote, those twins, meaning the victim and his twin brother who were there at the time, are, quote, domestic racist terrorists. So pretty unbelievable, Jesse.
All right. Well, only 17 years and he's available for parole. Kind of seems soft. I would have given him the chair, but that's just me, Brooke.
Amazing, huh? They calling them terrorists, all for the thrill of it. It doesn't matter what happened. The thrill feel better to say to call the white guys terrorists than to the twin brothers. It reminds you, they weren't there, they didn't see it according to the report. But they are protesting. and calling them terrorists. Who had the knife? Who was accused of going there with the knife? The white guys or the black guy? And would a terrorist not have a knife? Hell is right here on earth. Earth is not heaven. And mankind, human beings, men and women are not God. I want to show you another soundbite of what went on outside of Collin County Courthouse. Watch this from X.
The judge as well in this case said it was not a case about race, but you cannot deny that just the facts of the case and what we've seen play out since then and what we're watch happening now is because the defendant is black, the victim is white.
Ain't nothing but air and opportunity. Do something, the same thing that you were going to do to her, we both got our hands behind our back. Let's have a conversation. Why did you get in her face? Why did you get in her face? You did. You approached a black woman. Don't do that. That is a woman. That is a woman. That is a woman, a mother, a sister. Okay, you can take your homophobia. It's Pride Month. It's Pride Month, and we got hella pride.
They should have both been arrested.
They should both should have been dead. The birth, both brothers. Both of them should have been dead.
You agree? Amazing, huh? Let's say, just for conversation, peace, purposes. Let's say that Metcalf was wrong and Camilla was right. Where's the love in the way these people are acting? Jumping up in that white man's face and just carrying on. Where's the love? There's nothing but hate out there. And what does that mean? It's a black woman. You're in a black woman's face. What does that mean? If the black woman don't want you to be in her face, tell her to sit down. She made her face possible to be in. She showed up. To whatever situation that guy was responding to. There's no love. Christ said, and I repeat, if you want to enter into the kingdom, when asked, how can I get into the kingdom of heaven? He said, you got to love your enemy, love your neighbor, and love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, no one else, or anything else. Are you getting that there? Is there any love out there at all? I would suggest you pay attention to what's happening inside of you so you can overcome evil. And then you will become the light of the world because the light, which is the nature of God, will shine through you. And lost people, those who want to find their way back to the Father, will see it, and they'll want to know, how can I get back home to the Father? It's not about race or racism. There's no such thing as racism. Anyone that tell you that it's racist, that's an evil, nasty person. Don't trust them. It's spiritual. And they're saying it's racist because they want to cover up evil. They have decided that they love evil. There's no such thing as racism. It's either good or bad, right or wrong. I don't care who we're doing it. It's evil, folks. And evil people love naming it everything but what it is. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Amazing, a spiritual battle. Lay your weapon down and walk away from the battle. The Spirit of Truth said, I will fight your battle for you. And He truly will if you invite Him in and allow it to happen. Couple announcements. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. The silver coin. We're celebrating 250 years of America. Showing some appreciation. As a result, we have a limited amount of silver coin with my face on it. I'm on the coin. Silver, you can invest in it. I read a report recently, and I'm a slow reader, that silver was very, in the old days, way yonder days, silver used to be used, at one time we used to heal bodies and all kind of stuff, that it could give your body a certain kind of energy and heal the body and all kind of stuff. Silver ain't no game. It's real. You can invest in it. It's going to always have value to it. I want you to watch this ad about this 250-year celebration of America. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. 800-411-2663 or jesseleepeterson.shop. And not only will you be helping BOND in that way, the nonprofit organization, you're helping yourself too with the investment. And we have coffee, Punchy's Coffee. Good. Punchy coffee is amazing. I hear from everywhere. Punchy, your coffee is mamma mia good. Si, senor. Como te levo? Hola. Good. And then we have the books. My books are amazing. I recommend, let's say you want to start a business or you have a job and you want to enhance your job, meaning, you know, how can I do better on my job? Or whatever. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. 7 steps only. For anyone, male or female. It's such a little thin pocket guy thing. You can carry it around in your purse, ladies, or in your pocket, guys. And if you do those steps, you can't go wrong. And then all of my other books that are there, Scam and all of them. And then the mugs and the T-shirts and the hats and all that. When she cries, she lies, everything. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right? Order your merch today. And every dime goes back into getting this work done. And thank you for helping us to help others. I wanted to show you one final reaction to the guilty verdict of Anthony Camilla Anthony, whatever his name is, outside the courthouse. And I want you to remember, it's all just a thrill. These reactions have nothing, zero to do with Anthony or Mayor Cal. All the yelling and the screaming and the crying is all lies. It has nothing to do with either one of the guys at all. And these people don't care 2 cents, 1 penny, about Anthony or Mayor Cal. It's about them. It's about what the thrill they're getting, the lies that been told to them in their own imagination that, oh, you care. You're fighting the white man. You're showing love. Satan is lying to them. If you love either one of those guys or both, you would pray for them both. God, let your will be done for Anthony and for Metcalf. I don't know what happened, God, but you do. Let your will be done for them. But no, you don't care about Austin Metcalf or Anthony. It's about you. You're pretending a showcase personality. Here's the last soundbite from that. Watch this from X.
Carmelo!
What's his name?
Carmelo!
What's his name?
Carmelo!
Say his name.
Carmelo! Those are Satan's children.
What do we want?
What do you want us to do?
Go home and
what
shut up.
What do you want us to do at this point?
Go home and sit down.
I'm lost for words. I don't know what to do. I got 5 boys. I don't know what. I ain't got nothing to tell them no more. You can't walk away no more.
Rest in peace, Trayvon Martin.
My lives don't matter.
How about that? I'm saying that. Because y'all want to play these games. Y'all want to play these crackhead games, so I'm going to play them. White lives. How about that?
Yes, we're just here with press just to record and talk to you guys and see what's going on. Okay.
We don't like the verdict.
You
came out of our face now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go!
Whoa.
Why are y'all white people at? If you love Austin, you would be here.
I don't have an opinion. I don't.
Just like Carmelo was doing. I'm glad you just said that. That's what Carmelo was doing. Protecting his.
Amazing. It's sad, really. Souls are lost. It's all about the 304. It's an act. And it's to prove that their parents failed them, their teachers have failed them, and they have failed themselves. They have chosen the side of evil. They have decided this is the life that they want. And there's nothing you can do about them. Don't judge them. Don't be angry at them. They can't help them. It's all an act. It's pure act. And then if in that crowd that are screaming and yelling, carrying on, let's say if one person in that crowd all of a sudden realize, you know, well, what am I doing out here? I'm wrong. I'm going to go home and pray for both of the guys. And everyone in that bunch would turn on that one person that was with them yelling and screaming and shouting, but had a change of heart. Every one of them would turn on that one person in the crowd. the crowd would turn on you. They don't love each other either. They'll turn on you the moment you disagree or say or do something that goes against what they say and believe. They'll turn on you right then, right there. It wouldn't matter the color. It wouldn't matter the male or female. If you decide, I'm not going along with the crowd anymore, I'm going to lay my weapon down, it's over. It happens in marriages. It happens in the workforce. It happens in friendships. It happens in the government. It happens in churches. It happens everywhere. Until your heart change, you ain't no good. Duh. What the? I want you to watch this reaction from Jasmine Cricket by way of X. A so-called representative. Just imagine, I guess she must be a state representative. Is she state representative? A federal? U.S. representative, I'm told.
Yeah.
Okay. This is why politicians want people fighting with one another. They want the chaos. They want the anger. They need that. And they need you to be that way. And they set up the outer environment so you would be that way, fighting one another, so you'll vote for them. They don't care about you either. It's about votes. It's about money and power. And if you notice, you cannot control a man or a woman who has overcome emotions. They're done with it. They're free thinkers. You can't control them. You gotta keep them mad. Even in a marriage, the man keep the woman angry or the woman keep the man angry, the husband, so that she can control him. As long as you're emotional, whether so-called good or bad emotions, they control you. You cannot, and this you can rely on, and never worry. You cannot control a non-free-thinking male or female. It doesn't matter the race. So they... Look how they make the environment. Homeless people everywhere. Why do you think they want it that way? No police. Defund the police. Why do you think they're doing that? So you'll be afraid. So you could be attacked. And then they come and say, vote for me. I got you. And you vote for them and they don't care about you. And they prove it all the time. And you keep voting in the same people because you're lost, and you believe their lies, that they're going to make you free. Watch this from Jasmine Cricket. According to X, she stated that black women, especially those with black male children, live in daily fear. And she's right, they do have fear. But it ain't from anyone but them. It's not from anyone but themselves. Their hearts are wicked. But she said they live in daily fear and agony that the Metcalf family probably never experienced. It's all a lie, but the people out there yelling and screaming, they'll hear Jasmine say this, if this is true. They're like, yeah, I vote for Jasmine. Jasmine agree with evil. Watch this from X.
Black women, especially black women who have black male children, mm-hmm. live in fear and agony every single day. A fear and agony that I promise you, the Metcalfs probably never spent a day living that way.
They may have fear, but it's fear that, oh, Lord, I didn't raise my child right. I worry they're going to go out there in the street and do something stupid because they're angry and they're going to get in trouble. That's the fear. It ain't no fear for anything else, that's for sure. Jasmine Cricket. What a mess. Hell is right here on earth, inside of human beings. And Cricket said the knife used to kill Metcalf was not a deadly weapon. Watch this from X.
Was it a switch? I don't know what he had.
It was like a. It seemed like it was a multi-tool, almost like a Swiss Army.
Like with the like with the little scissors and everything and whatever. So it was small.
That's all I hate knife.
Well, I would argue the size of it alone, you wouldn't even think it's a deadly weapon.
And that's forgot he had the bag.
If it was one of the little, like, I don't know.
That's insane. If it wasn't not a deadly weapon, why is he dead? If he was stabbed with a knife, what the? This is what evil look like. This is inside of human beings' hearts. There's no love. See, this is evil, folks. And white people worry about their children, too, if they have not raised them right. With love. Raised right meaning with love. That's why they worry. And the person doing the worry is of their father, the devil. Worry is not of God. It presents itself as light, but it's hate, it's darkness. A knife can be used to kill. And they're pretending that what they believe is true. They know that's not true. They're making up excuses. That's all they're doing. Because they want to keep the warfare going between blacks and whites. God forbid that if white people and black people and white people stop fighting one another, Jasmine Cricket and people like that would be out of office. They would be out of job. They would have to go to the cotton field and get a job. Why don't you lay your weapon down as an individual? Lay your hatred down and live your life and come out of hell and stop fighting with these people. It's a waste of time. Jasmine Cricket, last soundbite from Jasmine Cricket, I believe. Let's see here. Yeah. Jasmine Cricket, a so-called Democrat, suggested that she also would have stabbed Austin Metcalf. What the? Watch this from X.
If a 300-pound man is beating me, like on top of me and beating me down, I'm not limited to fist. You know, I would argue that even the only time we go into things like people's hands being considered deadly weapons is typically like if they're a professional boxer or that kind of stuff. But I think by the time you start getting to like football player, good argument. Good freaking argument. We're not talking about like the golfers. We're talking about football players, right? Like this is what they are trained to do, is to inflict like serious physical contact.
This is so evil that it's almost sad. This is pure evil. In the United States of America, a Judeo-Christian nation, this is evil. Now do you see that our battle is a spiritual battle? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness. This is wicked. And I would highly do what y'all want, really. You have a right to be wrong. You have a right to be evil. You have a right to hate yourself and your fellow man, because when you hate your fellow man, you hate yourself. But I would recommend black people stop listening to this mess, because it's not going to end until you stop listening to it. Jasmine Cricket is about Jasmine Cricket only. She doesn't care about Anthony or Metcalf. And she's using you for vote only. That's all the purpose that you have for her. That she doesn't care about you. Human beings don't love one another. What the? What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. But it doesn't have to be worse for you, the individual. The one that has returned to the Father and became one. Not divided, but one. Not divided, but whole. A whole one. You'll be fine in spite of the hell that's inside of other people. It won't touch you because you will be protected by the spirit of love. And they'll try to hurt you because evil people go after other people because they're miserable. And so it's like they can't be satisfied being miserable alone. They got to roam the earth to see who they can hate and attack. But if you're of love, don't hate them back. Don't judge them. Forgive them. They can't touch you. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle. No such thing as racism and all these things. Isms. Those are made up words to deceive you. And you got to overcome words. If you want to be free. Because you will be controlled by words. If you're not free. Super chat.
Lori with a biblical question answer.
Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe?
What I say in belief and how I live in belief go hand in hand. Evil speaks evil and lives evil. Love speaks and lives in love. God doesn't care if people speak or live in hell, because that's what most people want, and love doesn't impose. Thanks, Jesse. Nice question.
Thank you. But does she say he cares about what he believes you live or what you say you live?
It sounds like she said God doesn't care.
What you live.
She said God doesn't care if people speak or live in hell.
Oh, so she is saying he doesn't care about either one?
Right.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lori also says, no message.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Lori.
Lori, thank you.
Cesar Caesar, if a man's first... Oh, yeah. He was asking...
Ask!
...if the Down syndrome makes him a beta or not. And he was thinking, no. Doesn't think so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break. Two more hours to go. The hate news is coming, not the fake news, but the hate news, and I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We'll be right back.
all kinds of mess going on in this here world, including an Air Canada pilot arrested after nearly 17 years of flying passengers with a fake pilot's license. Now, I don't think that this was an anchor baby, all right? 17 years sounds a little long for him to be flying with a fake license, but we don't know. Maybe he can clarify. The bizarre aviation story sounds almost too wild to be true, says CNN, Comedy Nonsense Network. Police say it quietly unfolded in plain sight. So cool. Shout out to that Air Canada pilot flying passengers with a fake license for 17 years. Air Canada. Beautiful. And in the Maine primary, that Democrat that everybody's been scaremongering about, he won in his primary for the Democrat candidacy. A candidate steeped in controversy has won the Democrat Senate primary in Maine. Votes still counted late Tuesday. So-called populist Graham Platner on track to capture roughly three-quarters of the vote, securing the nomination to challenge Republican Senator S. Susan Collins in November. Wow, come on, Susan. The race could prove critical to Democrats' hopes of retaking the Senate majority from a rhino woman. Terrible. Iran war, it seems to have been flaring up a bit, right? Iran launched retaliatory strikes on American targets in the region after coming under U.S. fire. On Tuesday, U.S. officials described their earlier operation as a limited response because they fired upon Iran in response to the downing of an American Army helicopter, U.S. Army, that is, because Iran shot down a helicopter and we had to rescue our guys, I guess. And the Americans said they do not expect the actions to derail the talks to end the war. All right. Little flare-ups. It's still a ceasefire. Don't call it not a ceasefire. It's just not that ceasing of fire, but there's still a ceasefire. And they're going to end the war, maybe. We'll see. Inflation is expected to top 4% for the first time in 3 years, driven largely by a surge in oil prices tied to that war in Iran, according to CNN. Rising gas prices once again predicted to push overall inflation higher, reviving concerns about similar price pressures dominated much of 2021 and 2022 under Biden. The latest forecast of an increase as measured by the Consumer Price Index due out later this morning comes as many consumers are still grappling with prices that remain well above pre-scam or pandemic levels. What a mess. Remember, they were overreacting to Putin's war in the Ukraine. Anyway, the World Cup opens Thursday, 2026 World Cup. That's for soccer. It's a big old tournament thing. Arrives at a politically complicated moment for our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, whose second term has drawn criticism both at home and abroad. No duh. His hardline immigration policies, not hard enough for some people, right? Has left some international fans feeling unwelcome in the USA, as overshadowing the countdown to the kickoff. Alas. And Bill Gates testifying behind closed doors, I guess, on Capitol Hill today. After the release of the so-called Jeffrey Epstein files this year, they raised questions about the billionaire's ties to the late convicted sex offender, they call him, Democrat donor. The testimony will mark one of the most high-profile appearances before congressional investigators to date. A terrible. President Trump, he's preparing to host the UFC fight at the White House on Sunday. I believe that's Flag Day and also his birthday. Nice. His family is promoting a venture aimed at profiting off the spectacle by selling gold coins priced as high as $12,000. Right on. Might as well. Vance, J.D. Vance, his residence, the vice president's residence, has added a new wing for chickens, according to CNN. It's a custom Victorian-style coop, chicken coop. So J.D. Vance and his family recently installed it on the grounds of the U.S. Naval Observatory. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2. We'll be right back.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Come on in. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, for those men and women who want to be free. Only for you, not for those who don't want it. You're welcome to stay in your hell. I want to encourage you. I want you to pay attention to your, all people, but do what you want. But I recommend you pay attention. When you're angry at anyone about anything, including your anger at yourself, pay attention to see how evil you feel, how out of control you're going, so you can see that anger is evil and it's happening inside of you. It's not happening outside of you at all. All of your anger is in you. And look at what's making you angry, the spirit inside your mind and emotion. It's gonna help you if you do it. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But the anger you feel, the good you so-called feel, the whatever you feel, it's happening inside of you, and it has nothing to do with anyone else at all. But the devil will tell you that they made you angry. You made me mad. You said this or you did that, and I got mad. You made me mad. It's a lie. Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? For those people who want to overcome evil, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. No one can make you feel something that's not inside of you. It wasn't in you, you wouldn't be feeling it, thinking about it. Think about that. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, you just got to run around, go work out or go to work or whatever. But you would love to still listen to the show as it's happening. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. And don't forget, like these videos. Like the videos. Like them. Hit like right now. I'll wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hit like the videos. It's the second hour of Wednesday. And because we love the blacks, it is black excellence. Amazing. That was then when America was amazing. And this is now. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. I love the blacks. That's why I'm trying to point them back to the Father. Forgive their mothers and grandmothers, whomever raised them, and return to the Father. Forgive the earthly Father for not protecting them, and then you'll return to the spiritual Father, and life will be amazing. That's the only problem that you have, your refusal to stop hating. You love. It had nothing to do with skin color. It has nothing to do with where you live or what you have or don't have. It has everything to do with your heart being wicked, the lack of love. You got to forgive mama and grandmama and then your father, earthly father, to return to the Father. And I'm not telling you, I'm not making it up, I'm going to tell you what God said. Salvation is finding your way back home. Can't you see yourself right now? Wow, I'm going to go and forgive. And you go and forgive your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now you can help yourself. You did what you did. You couldn't help it. And Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you for not protecting me from my mother. I realize you were married to your mama, and you didn't know how to deal with her. I'm sorry for resenting you. And can't you see yourself turning around and going back home to the Father? And then Jesus out in the yard, the closer you get to the house, Jesus out in the yard playing baseball, football or something. And he looked down the road and he's like, Father, I see hate coming back home. That looked like the anchor baby down that road coming back. I see Louise. Father, I think that Louise coming back to the house. I think she had enough of that hell out there in the world. And the father go out and look, and he's like, let me see. Yeah, I think that is old Louise. Lord, Louise is coming. And I see Larry and Joe behind her. They coming too. Cut the fatted calf. We're going to have a party. We're going to celebrate the children returning to the Father. Cut the fatted calf. Make some barbecue. Haul head cheese and everything. Celebrate it. The Father's happy when you return. He's happy when you don't either, but he's even very happy when you return. And that's going to happen when you admit you're wrong for being angry and nobody else is to blame but you as an adult. One other quick thing, the elections in California. Looked like they finally made a decision after a few weeks. For governor of California, the New York Times reported that Steve Hilton, the Republican, and a guy by the name Xavier.
Javier.
What's the difference between the way you spell Xavier and Javier?
Some people spell it with an X, and Xavier and Javier can be used interchangeably.
Oh, it can?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In terms of the spelling, I'm pretty sure.
So, Steve Hilton, the Republican, and the Democrat is Javier?
Yep.
Baraka?
Becerra.
But Sarah are going to be running up against each other come November. Watch this from Fox News.
In California, the AP projecting Steve Hilton will advance to the runoff in November against Javier Becerra. Hilton, a former advisor to the British Prime Minister and Fox News contributor, making a strong showing in liberal California, being outspent by hundreds of millions of dollars and coming in first on election night. And now second, setting the table for a big race to see who can take over the governor's mansion once Gavin Newsom's out.
Amazing. We had Steve Hilton on the show here, huh? Yep. That's amazing. We take credit for him winning it?
Yes.
We do. We take credit for Steve. Amazing. And as you know, they're trying to say that Bath, Carabath, and then now they're trying to say that, Roman, female are going to be running, two Democrats running against each other, right?
Nithya Raman.
What?
Nithya Raman.
Nithya Rama. That's what they're telling me.
There you go.
Then two Democrats going to be running. And now everybody's suspicious because they held back for so long. And when Pratt, it's ain't Pratt, right?
Yeah.
Was in the, he was, looked like he was going to run against the Republican, was going to run against Bass. I can't believe anybody voted for Bass, but I understand. And so they have now decided two Democrats going to be running and not the Republican for whatever reason. But the New York Post is reporting that a series of shocking videos shows homeless residents in Los Angeles Skid Row, that's downtown L.A., claiming they were paid to vote for so-called Mayor Karen Bass and Councilwoman, so-called Councilwoman Ramia, whatever her name is. Watch this from New York Post.
You live in Skid Row?
I live in Skid Row.
And then would they come down here and try and pay you to vote?
Yes.
On a ballot?
Yes.
Oh, they just, how much they pay you?
$5.
Oh, and they said, here, come and vote for these candidates?
Yes, sir.
They told you who to vote for?
Yes.
Wow. So they told you to vote for Karen Bass or Cynthia Rahman?
Karen Bass.
Did you vote for Karen Bass?
Yeah.
For $5?
Yeah.
Did you vote?
Yeah.
Oh, you did for Karen Bass?
Yeah. Karen Bass. Right.
Karen Bass, yeah. Or Nithya Raman?
Karen.
Karen? They told you to vote for Karen?
Yeah. They had to sign a little thing.
And how much they pay you?
It was like $2.
$2? They had to sign off on a thing to vote for her?
Yeah.
So they'd say, oh, do you want to vote for Karen or Nithya? Or they just really just tell you to vote for Karen, huh?
It was voting her, man. They gave you an optionable choice, but they tell you who they want you to vote for.
Or they tell you who you want to vote for? So like, yo, we'll give you $2, but you got to vote for one of these people.
Well, you know, I'm a barter, man, so I got $4.
You got what?
$4.
$4?
$4.
$4? Oh.
You're a barter.
Yeah, I don't, you know. Since I'm voting your way, can I get a plate?
That's right. He didn't take no $2. You're a barter. He got $4. Since I'm voting your way, the way you want me to vote. Hey, give me $4, not $2. That's right, brother. I wonder if this is true, and you hear me say it, if, how does Karen Bass feel of knowing that, and this Rami female, how do they feel knowing that it's not fair and didn't go right? Do they still feel like a winner? I'm a winner, baby. Do they still feel that way? I want to play that again. New York Post is reporting that series of shocking videos shows homeless residents in Los Angeles Skid Row claiming they were paid to vote for Bear Karen Bass and not the Roma. Watch this.
You live in Skid Row?
I live in Skid Row.
Would they come down here and try and pay you to vote?
Yes.
On a ballot?
Yes.
Oh, they just, how much they pay you?
$5.
Oh, and they said, here, come and vote for these candidates?
Yes, sir.
They told you who to vote for?
Yes.
Wow. So they told you to vote for Karen Bass or Cynthia Rahman?
Karen Bass.
Did you vote for Karen Bass?
Yeah.
For $5?
Yeah.
Did you vote?
Yeah.
Oh, you did for Karen Bass?
Yeah. Karen Bass. Is her last name Bass?
Karen Bass, yeah. Or Nithya Raman?
Karen.
Karen? They told you to vote for Karen?
Yeah, they had to sign a little thing.
That's, and how much did they pay you?
It was like $2.
$2? You had to sign off on a thing to vote for her?
Yeah.
So they'd say, oh, do you want to vote for Karen or Nithya? Or they just really just tell you to vote for Karen, huh?
But they was really voting her, man. They gave you an optional choice, but they tell you who they want you to vote for.
Or they tell you who you want to vote for. It's like, yo, we'll give you $2, but you got to vote for one of these people.
Well, you know, I'm a barter, man, so I got $4.
You got what?
$4.
$4?
$4.
$4? Oh.
Yeah, I don't, you know. Since I'm voting your way, can I get a plate?
That's right, brother. Negotiate. Amazing. This is what's happening in my country. My country is not coming back. It is over. He said that he was a barterer, Hake.
Sounded like a barterer or a bargainer.
He got $4. They would have given, I wonder if they would have given him $5 if he kept going, hey, how about $5? Amazing, huh? In the United States of America, and one other quick thing, then I go to your calls here. This is so amazing to me. So, remember I told you that it's been reported that the white people try to figure out a way to go to the moon and buy and create some real estate up there and get out of here. And I've said for the last 36 years, I'm saving my money so I can go to too. I'm going with the first load of people that they take. When they figure out, yes, you can move about, you can get around, you can breathe. Hands up, I can't breathe, but you can breathe. And you can buy property up there. I'm going with the first load so that, because I know once the white people go, the land up there going to be real. You think it's expensive here, and it is. It's going to be really expensive up there. So I'm going before they claim all the land, and I'm going to get me a piece of land and raise the rent, too, because it's over for America. I'm going with the white. I know the white people are planning to go somewhere because they're innovative, motivated. They don't plan to hang out here. They don't fight back because they're thinking and planning, we're going to be out of here, y'all. Where are we going to go next? They can't go back to the UK because it's a mess too. So they going to the moon. And I'm going right with them. New York Times reported that NASA announced the four astronauts that is planned to send let me start over. NASA announced the four astronauts that it plans to send into space next year as part of its effort to return humans to the moon. They have with a rare all-male crew, but all-male crew is a norm, and it should be a norm. Watch this from WESH.
Commander Randy Bresnik has logged more than 7,000 hours in about 95 different aircrafts. Then we have pilot and European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano. He's been to space twice, and he was the first Italian commander on the ISS. We then have mission specialist Frank Rubio, who has one of the longest records aboard the ISS, and Andre Douglas. Now, Douglas might look familiar, as he was one of the backup crew members and a part of the closeout crew for Artemis II. So he's finally getting his chance to go aboard an Artemis mission, and this is actually going to be his first time going to space. These astronauts will travel to low Earth orbit and practice docking with Blue Origin's Moonlander and SpaceX's Starship. And if all goes well, the next mission will send humans back to the moon.
Amazing. See? And now they got a black, they got an Italian, they got a white, and they got a Mexican, I guess.
I haven't paid attention.
Oh, so they will have ribs on the moon. They're going to have spaghettis and on the moon. They're going to have some white people food. And I think they got a message, so they may have some tacos. I think they have all the race. So we have the same food, but a different location. What a mess! 888-775-3773. Super.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Eugene, five coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. I used to drink and chew tobacco all the time. I forgave my parents and I do this silent prayer all the time. Haven't drank in 27 months and I don't use tobacco anymore. Thank you, Jesse.
Eugene, right?
Yep.
Eugene, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. That's amazing.
Nice. Bree K, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Christian Rom has been a member for 12 months. That's right, a year. And asks, was it easier for people of the past to be Christ-like since they were less messed up?
Yes, 100%. When I was growing up, I always heard from black people, including my own family member, love your neighbor, love your enemy. Don't hate white people. Don't hate black people. Hate no one. But love them. Pray for them. That's gone now. You don't hear anything about that, except for here on this show with Hake and Anchorman and Jesse Show and Bill. But you don't hear anything about love your enemy. So, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Justin K., black people wouldn't care this much about their own children.
That's a very good point. I rest my case. Thank you.
Half black Tony, good morning, Jesse. Shout out.
Good morning. Shout out, Tony. Half black Tony.
Sasser or Caesar, Jesse Waters believes Anthony should have been given capital punishment. I believe the 35-year sentence is reasonable. What do you say, Jesse?
I don't know. Whatever the jury decides, that's what I'll take. But thank you. That's amazing.
Sion says, Jesse, lovely, you're in the middle of Sodom and Gomorrah State, California. You're like John the Baptist crying in the wilderness for the people to repent. And I took your advice and didn't walk but ran from my life from that crazy person. I gave you an example of a heifer. Not healthy. That's why people got to know who they're dealing with firsthand.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you. I wish you well, Sion. Thank you.
And just let me double check over on the Rumble rants. I believe we're all clear over there. Everblazer says, Jesse, I'm with you. That boy's name is Xavier.
That's right.
Very funny.
How do you spell Xavier?
The same way you spell Javier when Javier is spelled with an X.
So how are we supposed to know that?
Because he's Hispanic.
But how do we supposed to know which is Javier or Xavier?
Xavier is non-Hispanic people. But Javier is Hispanic people.
So Javier, non-Hispanic people, spell it without the X.
There are no non-Hispanic Javiers, to my knowledge.
Oh.
Javier is with an X or a J, and Xavier is only with an X.
That's the idea of when Mexicans call themselves Jesus. They have a Jesus name, but it's not Jesus. It's Jose, right?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yep.
What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills on pill.net. Good morning, Bond crew. Looks like there will be riots, bros. Had a bad night last night. The false prophets will likely move on to the next Mockingbird-approved talking point. Wonder what that will be. Amazing.
It's going to be a long, hot summer. Keeping cool will be the thing.
Indeed.
Thank you, Pastor. It's going to be a mess because they have tried desperately to make the people, keep the people fighting at least until November, because they want to get back into office. It's amazing. Thank you. Absolutely.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Let me go to your friend, my friend, Bond friend, and the world's friend, Mimi from Los Angeles. Mimi, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Mimi. Amazing.
Yes, it is amazing.
You missed amazing fellowship on Sunday.
I know. I am really trying hard to get back to fellowship, but God is doing a new thing. So, yeah, I definitely heard about it, not only from YouTube, but also from Danielle. So.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about, well, not even talk about, but just kind of get into the conversation or the discussion about politics. And I just wanted to say that I was an American that really didn't have too much of an idea about politics, but I don't think we really truly understand all of the strategy that goes into these campaigns and to kind of influence the voters in the way that they do, especially in California. And, you know, you showed the video clips of the homeless in Skid Row. And it's interesting because I worked in a very small capacity in Northern California, up in San Francisco at some point in my life. And it's funny because this was years ago. And, you know, that whole strategy was used, you know, for a certain group and community. And it was like 100 times more what they were offering.
Yeah.
So I think that the homeless in Skid Row are getting the cheaper end of the stick. So maybe they have decided that it's not, you know, it's not even worth it. They just have to throw pennies at them. But, you know, it's really a lot of strategy. And I think that that's one of the reasons why, say what you will about Trump, I think that that's one of the reasons why he really had to be bold, and he had to kind of implement some, you know, some really strong decisions, because I think desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't think that we think about the fact that we, as the, you know, just the common American, there's rooms that we have never been in, and there's a lot of things going on that we just don't know, nor do we necessarily need to know all of the details, but in the interest of, you know, Homeland Security, it's fine that we don't know every detail, but we should be able to trust our leader. And it's just really sad that as Americans, we just don't see it that way.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think, to add to what you've said, I don't even think that the people understand the games that the media play on them either.
And yeah, they're definitely connected. They're in bed together, if you will, because again, the campaigns that I work, and I don't think that people really pay, it's public record, but I don't think people really understand the amount of money that is spent on these campaigns.
Yeah, yeah.
They're only 6 months of their campaigns. They're not. You know, the campaigns is very short, but you know, spending $3 million in 6 months is. Where does $3 million go in 6 months, you know? And so it does go to these strategists. It does go to making sure that the way that the community or the American people see things is strategized, you know? And so I think that that's one of the reasons why it became really refreshing to see Trump, is that he kind of, his platform was not, it was strategic, if you will. He definitely surrounds himself by qualified individuals, but it's like the strategy, he's at the helm of the strategy, not all of these strategists, not all these statisticians and all these people that are trying to frame and shape the way that we do things. He just kind of comes in and says, let's use some common sense.
Hold on 1 minute. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. I do cameo shout-outs for you. Whatever the shout-out is, all right? Hello, shout-out. Hello, how is you? I'm in California dreaming of the way it used to be when we were younger and free. I do shout-out. Birthday shout out, encouragement shout outs, wedding shout outs, whatever the shout out is, shout out. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson for personal shout outs. Or you can even go to shoutout.fans, FANS, shoutouts.fans/JesseLeePeterson, all right? And don't forget, support us. Make a donation. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show or call 800-411-BOND. All right? I do appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Right after the Hake Report. I want to go back to Mimi out of Los Angeles. Mimi, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just wanted to also say, and this is from my experience, I think that, you know, specifically talking about the Black communities, because I'm Black, and I think that the pillars of the Black community tend to be nonprofits and churches. And what I was able to see in my experience working on campaigns is that those two groups will sell the Black community up the river for pennies on the dollar. And what's so interesting is that, again, people don't understand the strategies that go into these things. If we want to really help our communities, we really need to start having ownership in not only, you know, the businesses or what we consider the businesses in the areas. We need to be able to have ownership in the other parts of the community itself instead of allowing other groups to come in and kind of strategize what's best for these communities. You know, and it's just really sad because we just don't really know. You know, I saw the videos of, you know, all the protesters when it came to the verdict and they were upset and all those things. But the next day when the emotions have, you know, subsided, everyone goes back to the, you know, just the business as usual, you know. And if you want to infect or inject some kind of change, you have to actually think outside of what you have in front of you, you know? And I wanted to get involved in the discussion. And I don't really know, hopefully, I don't know if it has any value, but I just want to say from my experience that, you know, especially when it comes to campaigns, they are strategizing long before with long money, to determine what is best for these communities. And if you really want to be involved, be at the table where they're talking about the influence of these communities and these groups, not just money.
Well,
you
the
know,
blacks are
power
never going to be free.
Totally different than money.
The blacks are never going to be free until they become individuals again. And as an individual, they decide for themselves who they're going to vote for and not be influenced by anyone who's running or not running. And they'll see clearly who to vote for. And because if they listen to these people, they're never going to vote for the right person or the right people. They got to start thinking for themselves. They do not. Not all, but most black people do not think for him or herself at all. In any situation, to be honest.
Right. And I think that if you're missing at the table, if you're not at the table where these discussions are taking place because you're on the side of the street screaming and yelling at a white man about talking to a black woman, if you are not at the table during these discussions, what you think is power, that immediate being able to yell at somebody, you think that you've exerted some kind of power, I can assure you the real conversations that involve real power are taking place without you.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's another thing that we tend to get in our desperation or in our idea that we don't have enough and somebody needs to do something for us. What we fail to realize is that our desperation for money is not getting us anywhere because money is not necessarily tied to power and influence. Yes, power and influence involves money, but it's a totally separate beast. And we're always so concerned about money. We're always so concerned about this desperate chase for money. And we need to be at the tables where we're talking about what's being influenced and the power that's being exerted in these communities. It's not smart. I can only
say
that.
Sure.
It's not smart.
That's amazing. Absolutely. But it ain't going to happen.
Jesse Lee Peterson.
It's over.
You know, but to your point, I love black people as well. And so that's why I refuse to continue this telling lies and not telling the truth.
Amazing.
It's out of love.
Good to hear from you, Mimi. And that's amazing. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Jesse. Hello to the experts. Hope you have a great day.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
You better believe it.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Amazing. Let me go to Jeremiah, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Jeremiah, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I hope you're doing well.
All is well, Jeremiah.
Yeah. I've been watching for quite a while. I saw you appear on the Sam Hyde show. And the main thing that I wanted to talk to you about today was, essentially you had mentioned in that special that, we are sinless. The Bible clearly says that we are all sinners and we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And I see this wave across America of people who adopt these views of religion, and they're rooted and based in their feelings, and it's not based off of what is written, what is provided to us as that manual, essentially. So I want to afford you the opportunity to just clarify that, because I'm looking, basically, I want to know how you come to that conclusion.
Are you a sinner?
I believe so. That's what the Bible says.
Then why do you say you are a sinner?
I know
you said it because you said the Bible said it, but how do you know for sure that you are a sinner?
Because, you occupy, we are, as human beings, we occupy a fleshly body. Our fleshly bodies are rooted in the world of sin. We are not in heaven yet, or rather, we're not with our Creator. So we're not in that divine plane yet. We are subject to the sinful world, essentially, during our time here.
How do you know that you, Jeremiah from Virginia, how do you know that you are a sinner?
Because I've sinned. I've done wrong. I've done things that I know in the past have hurt or harmed other people.
And without being all personal in your life, give me an example of a sin that you've done.
Yeah, a perfect example is, you know, a white lie, something that all of us as children do.
And why do you call that a sin?
Because it's dishonest. I feel like the Bible is pretty clear about what is sin, what is not sin, how to avoid sin, how to protect ourselves. It does also talk about righteous judgment, where you know, you don't have to. I'm a very big opponent of what you say, where, you know, we don't want to hate anybody.
Right.
Like, we don't hate anyone, but you know how to protect yourself and your family against harmful things, correct? You know what areas of the world to not take your family to keep them safe. Would you say that that's accurate?
That's true. But let me ask, yeah. Why does the Bible say that lying is a sin?
I mean, why does it say that? Are you asking why is it that it says, or why or where is it that it says that it is a sin?
I asked you what sin have you committed, and you said you lied. And so I'm asking, does the Bible say lying is a sin?
I'm fairly confident that that's dealt with in the Ten Commandments.
Does the Bible say that lying is a sin?
Yes.
Where does it say that lying is a sin?
I can't quote the exact scripture, but I know for a fact that it does.
But there's nowhere in the Bible where it says that lying is a sin. You're not going to find that.
Well, I do know that it does take into action context. So, you know,
since the Bible doesn't say that lying is a sin, why do you call it a sin?
Because it does. I think, if you want to get hung up on thinking that it doesn't say that lying is a sin,
no,
there's areas
that it doesn't say that.
I'm telling you that it is addressed in certain passages. There's
where
areas
in the Bible
where
it says that lying is a sin.
Are you familiar with the story where they are trying to, basically they're in hiding. I don't remember exactly who the individuals were, but they were hiding. There were people going door to door trying to, like, essentially round people up. And because they lied in that scenario to protect other believers, it was specifically mentioned, like, hey, this is the exception. It might not say, hey, lying is a sin, but if you read through and you look at how things play out and how things take place, lying and those topics are addressed.
I want to ask you something else you said about it, but you're not going to find anywhere where God said, nor did Jesus say, that lying is a sin. You're not going to find that. Number two says something like, we are in our fleshly bodies, and we're not in heaven yet. And so the fleshly body, how did you put that? I don't want to misquote you at all. How did you say about that? You got to wait until you get to heaven and you're in a fleshly body. What did you say about that?
Well, I mean, if we want to be...
What did you say about that? Yeah.
Oh, so like the world is inhibited by sin. There's no doubt about it. That's why you've got rich billionaire pedophiles. That's why you've got deceptive governments who are working against their own people. That is sin. How are you going to sit here and tell me that those people are not sinning when they put love?
What did you say about
the,
once you get to heaven? Right now you're in a fleshly body, and you waiting to get to heaven or something. What did you say about that? I don't remember what you said.
What? So heaven, from what I believe, is that heaven is essentially a temporary place, but that is where we will be closest with God.
What do you mean by heaven being a temporary place?
Well, so the idea is, and if you read through Revelation, it talks about essentially when we, after the tribulation and all the people who have died prior to the tribulation happening, they go to heaven. Once the tribulation happens, or thereof, then essentially earth and hell are sealed off forever, and then we will enter into a new Eden, a sin-free world, essentially.
And where is that?
Where is that?
Yeah.
I guess it's wherever the Almighty God decides he would like to put it.
Amazing. But because of time, you believe that you are a sinner?
I wouldn't say it's because of time. I would say it's because
I mean, because of time on my end. Do you believe that you are a sinner?
Yes.
Christ said that you're not.
Where did he say that?
All your sins have been forgiven.
Well, yes, my spirit, but that doesn't, you don't immediately stop having, like, you don't immediately lose your sinful nature. That's a
Christ
side
said
effect
all
of
your
flesh.
Sins have been forgiven. Is that a lie?
Yeah, I understand that. That doesn't change
so
the fact
that
Christ you're a
sinner. Said that all your sins have been forgiven, why you call yourself a sinner?
Because I would, without him, I am nothing. Without him, I am worthless.
I know that, but I'm going to ask you, if he said you're not a sinner, why are you calling yourself a sinner? He said your sins have been forgiven, and they're not even remembered. They exist nowhere anymore.
Well, I guess I need more clarification on that exact part. Like, where does it say that you are unable to sin after you have accepted Christ?
Christ said that all your sins have been forgiven, and they're not written down anywhere. They're not even remembered. Why do you call yourself a sinner?
I think what I'm getting harped up on is the specifics. It does say all of your sins, which would imply that you are a sinner. They have been forgiven.
If they are forgiven, how are you still a sinner?
You can still turn away from God. You still have
that's
the choice
not, that,
to
that's
do
neither
that.
Here nor there. But if your sins have been forgiven, how are you still a sinner?
I mean, it seems like you're just wanting to get harped on the specifics
I'm trying to understand when you say you are a sinner and Christ said that you're not, that your sins have been forgiven. God doesn't even remember your sins at all. Why do you say that you are a sinner?
I mean, you said it perfectly when you said that all your sins have been forgiven. Your sins would imply you are a sinner and you would not be able to have them forgiven without your Lord and Savior.
Jeremiah,
and that's an ongoing.
Why do you still say that you are a sinner when your Lord and Savior said that you're not?
Because I'm painfully aware of our condition as human beings on Earth.
So you didn't believe him when he said you're not a sinner?
I do not have a question in my mind as to whether or not that I am saved. I've got my own relationship with the Lord.
I didn't ask you about being saved. I asked you, did you believe Christ when he said that all of your sins have been forgiven, so you're not a sinner? Did you believe
that? That does not mean you are not a sinner.
Jeremiah, hold on. Did you believe him when he said that?
I do believe that. I do believe that any sins that I do will be forgiven.
Then why do you still call yourself a sinner?
Because we still have to fight our flesh.
Jeremiah, you're not answering the question.
I just gave you the answer. I believe I'm a sinner still. Because I'm still a fleshly being.
So you didn't believe Christ when he said it, and you didn't believe him.
That's not what I said.
Did you believe
I believe that my sins will be forgiven, yeah.
That's not will be forgiven. They have been forgiven. Not will be.
Well, there's a timeline. I will still
sin.
There's
no timeline. He didn't say there was a timeline. He said all of your sins have been forgiven. Did you believe that when he said it?
I do believe that, yeah.
Then why do you still call yourself a sinner?
Look, dude, if you want to throw time and space and...
No, I ain't asked about no time. I ain't asked about no space.
I can see that.
I'm asking you, you said you believed him, right?
I do believe him.
Then why do you still call yourself, Jeremiah from Virginia, why do you still call yourself a sinner?
Because there are trials and tribulations that I have not even had to experience yet. There's still stuff coming. Like this is an ongoing, like you have to make conscious choices on a daily basis, right?
So you didn't believe him then?
Christ. I do believe him, yes.
Then you still thinking and living like you didn't believe him.
How so?
Because you still believe that you're a sinner and time and you know, I got to make choices. You have never made a choice in your life. How do you make choices? That doesn't even make sense to me.
We have free will. We've been given free will as a gift.
And where did the free will come from?
God.
He said you don't have a free will. You're not in control of your own life at all. Where did you get
Where did he say that?
Where did you get... He said of yourself you could do nothing. Of yourself you know nothing.
Oh, I didn't say you could do anything.
You're not in control of your life. You're being controlled.
I didn't say you could do good works. I said
but
you had
if you
free
had
will.
I didn't say anything about good works. I said you're not in control.
You did imply it because you said that there's nothing without.
Okay.
There cannot be anything created without God.
Do we agree on that?
Let
me do this, Jeremiah. If you have free will yourself to have perfect peace right now.
Amazing. it has been good, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Anytime, Jeremiah. Call me again.
I will.
I want you to will yourself to have perfect peace, and I want you to will yourself to never think again. And then call me and let me know how did that go. All right?
You said you thought, though, because you know exactly where you're not supposed to take your family to keep them safe. So
I want you to, since you say you have a free will yourself to have perfect peace and will yourself to never think again. And call me and let me know how that went for you. All right?
All righty, man.
Good talking.
We'll catch up.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
The Great White Pope Vatican III. They won't riot when daddy's home. Daddy's home.
Your dad is home to stay. Amazing.
Birdie Bound Brian says, if you're believing, you're believing a lie.
If you believe in life after love, I can see inside myself. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. When I come back straight to your calls. Right after hate news. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com for an autograph copy or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
The U.S. and Iran launched strikes after President Trump blames Tehran. You heard about this last hour for a U.S. Army helicopter crash. And Tuesday's primaries, there was some results. And you heard a little bit about that last hour. And House Republicans, not Republicans. They passed a $70 billion bill. Will the Senate pass it? I don't know. That will fund immigration enforcement agencies for 3 years. Nice. This is the end of hour two of Black Excellence. It has been two beautiful hours of Black Excellence, y'all. It is Wednesday, the 10th of June, AD 2026. And there is one line open. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We will get to more of your calls and super chats and more great stories coming up in the Manhood Hour. Third hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show on Wednesday. Manhood Hour coming up, y'all. But it is Hake News, not fake news. And after the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report. And then after the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby. And then after American Anchor Baby, Punchy TV, hosted by Bill. Check it out. PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. U.S. and Iran have launched airstrikes after Trump blamed Tehran for downing an army helicopter early Wednesday, and Iran retaliated. Another escalation that threatened to derail efforts to end the war, says AP, far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end liberal, ridiculous, Associated Press shout-out. The exchanges of fire came a day after the U.S. Army, after a U.S. Army helicopter, attack helicopter, by the way, crash near the Strait of Hormuz after colliding with an Iranian drone, per a U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. It wasn't clear whether the collision was intentional. Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan, all of which host U.S. troops, came under Iranian fire. It was the second time this week that back-and-forth strikes have tested the ceasefire. Earlier this week, we were talking about Israel and Iran shooting at each other, I guess, right? Or maybe Lebanon, but Iran and Israel for sure, I think. Anyway, Iran and Israel targeted each other on Monday. So today it was U.S. and Iran. Officials have been unable to turn the April ceasefire into a deal to end the conflict permanently, particularly as Israel intensifies and expands its military campaign in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed militia Hezbollah. Anyway, Tuesday's takeaways. Plattner had a big night. You know that Graham Plattner guy? A male Democrat. And he's white, supposedly, right? Embarrassing. Jim Clyburn, he's black. He carries on. I think he's going to skate and stay whatever he is. I forget what he is. Senator or something. And Trump's support is getting a little bit of mixed results. One guy didn't stay in the primary. He's going to have to face off with another guy still. Graham Plattner secured Maine's Democrat Senate nomination, setting up a high-stakes battle against longtime incumbent Republican Senator S. Susan Collins in a race that could determine party control of the U.S. Senate. Nevada, South Carolina, and North Dakota hosted primary elections as well. Plattner never faced serious opposition for a Democrat nomination, but Tuesday marked an especially significant moment for Plattner, who's fighting to rebuild his credibility following a campaign rocked by personal controversies. His victory and his party's response underscores how much the Democrat Party has supposedly changed in the Trump era, so they claim. Democrats supposedly once embraced, some of them anyway, a near zero tolerance policy, since when, approach to their serious allegations of personal misconduct, but they're increasingly prioritizing electability in their quest to return to power in Washington, D.C., in South Carolina. Trump-backed Lieutenant Governess Pamela Evette was unable to secure a majority of the vote in the five-candidate field needed to avoid a runoff. She is going to face State Attorney General Alan Wilson on June 23rd. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Now. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77 Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. Does God care about what you say you believe, or do you, or what you live you believe? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just can't sit and watch the show or listen, and you would love to, it's been made possible by calling the listen line on Talk Tree Life at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond. Is it JLP Cash App? Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. Last hour of the show today. Not only is today at 2 o'clock, Punch a TV with Bill, it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, a man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
There will be a day 10 to 15 years from now, when my children will look back on this season of life. And my prayer is their focus isn't on all that noise, but rather on how their mother showed up and how she handled it.
You go, girl.
Does mom hate me?
Just like what mom was doing.
Man, that's a lot of anger.
A shooting leaves a father and twin boys dead.
He's an angry man.
It is so devastating. The LAPD is investigating this as a suspected murder-suicide.
You're right, and that's what makes him so dangerous.
No, Greta. What's her name, Greta? Funder.
Who are you talking about?
That first one, that first female. That was Greta.
Oh, Greta Thunberg?
That was Greta in the first soundbite?
No, saw? I don't think so.
Who was that?
I don't think I used Greta.
No, who was that in the first clip? I mean, the first woman that we saw that talking about her children going to be like,
Erica Kirk.
Who?
Erica Kirk.
Who is that?
That's Charlie Kirk's ex-wife. I mean, the wife of Charlie Kirk.
Oh.
Is that who you're thinking of?
No, Charlie, not, what's her name?
Erica.
Erica, your kids are not going to say, Mama, you showed up. Your kids are going to say, Mama, where were you? You didn't love us. You were never here. You didn't care about us. I don't feel love, Mama. They're not going to say you showed up a turning point. Can you get any dumber than that? What a heifer. No, they're not going to say that. I can tell you the number of adult children who are not children but adult. They still say that their mother didn't love them because Mama was at work. Mama was out there doing something else besides being home and raising them. What a mess. Let me remind you of something, and then I'll go right to the cause. Earlier this week, one day this week, I told you that to pay attention to what's happening inside of your mind, and that if you really pay attention, you're going to see that evil is accusing you and condemning you. It reminds you of whatever you've done in the past and say, look, what you did in the past. And you're like, oh, God. And then it tells you, you're an awful person. It condemns you. It accuses you and condemns you. And what you don't know, you have this evil voice that you hear is a foreign voice in your mind. It's not your voice. It's not you. It's a foreign voice, a false identity that made a home in your mind, and it controls you by condemning you, accusing you, and condemning you, and you believe it. You believe it's you or somebody else doing it, and you react. You react. You die. You do what it tells you to do, and you keep it alive. You get mad, you cry, you become afraid, you worry, you become suicidal. You act out what the accuser is telling you to do. You remember the past or future, which doesn't exist at all. It's just a thought that came from the accuser. You believe things about yourself that's 100% not true. You even believe that you're a sinner, even though Christ said that your sins have been wiped away. They have been forgiven. And you're not a sinner. But the accuser outside of you and inside of others too, inside of you and outside of you, tell you that you are a sinner. And one day when you finally get to heaven, you're going to be a saint. And you're going to join forces with St. Mary. And St. Mary going to pray for you and bring you up there to heaven. The accuser is Satan. The accuser is an evil spirit that has made a home in you and condemned you to death. But you know what? If you don't want to anymore, it's up to you. It's really up to you, the adult individual. What you don't know is the accuser, the condemner, evil, can only control you if you cooperate with it. If you never cooperated with evil, the accuser, the condemner, if you never cooperated with it again, I promise you, it will leave your home. It will leave your house. If you never cooperated with it again, you cooperate with evil. Because you believe it. If you never cooperated with evil again, I promise you, it will have to leave you. If you never communicate with it again, if you never went along with the feelings that you missed because you got because you missed a thought about evil accusing you, if you never reacted to what other people said to you about you or anything who was condemning you, accusing you, and condemning you to, if you never reacted, it will go away. It will leave your house. And then it'll come back to try to test you again to see if you're going to get a cooperation from you. But if it get none, it's gone forever. But you keep cooperating with it. You believe the accuser. But if you can test this. Next time the accuser come and accuse you of being whatever, being afraid, being weak or whatever, you know what accuser? Get the hell out of my house. What the? It's like you let somebody, a bomb into your home or family member in your house or whatever, and they stay for more than 2 weeks and they become a bomb. They eat up your sweet potato pie while you're at work and whatever. And they'll just stay there more a whole rest of the year if you let them. But if you say to them, you know what? You a bum. Get out of my house. I'm not going to put up with you anymore. I'm not going to cooperate with you living on me freely. The bum will leave. And they'll come back late at night, tapping on the door, trying to get sympathy or get you to cooperate with them to let them back in. But you don't let them in, they gone. Same thing with the accuser. If you stop cooperating with thoughts and emotions, which is the way that you're being accused and condemned because you think it's you. I want to encourage you, do what you want. Stop cooperating with it. Stop making room for somebody else in your house and see what happens. Stop cooperating with evil in your mind. Stop it and see what happens. All you got to do is see what happens. Now, he's going to fight you on it. It's not like he's going to say, oh, okay. Oh, you got me. I'm gone. He's going to fight to stay with you in your house to continue to accuse you and condemn you because it made a home in you. That's where it lives, in your mind. And it doesn't want to leave. Because it's going to have to find a home somewhere inside the pits or some other body somewhere. So stop. It's only a suggestion. If you don't want to, don't. But stop cooperating with. Stop making room for evil in your own house. You make room for it by cooperating with you. You believe that it's you. It tells you to go commit suicide. You're like, oh, okay. It tells you, oh, you're such a sad, pathetic person. You don't have any friends. You're not as smart enough. You're not as rich enough. You're not as good-looking enough. You're not white enough, Jewish enough, Black enough, or something, Mexican, Chinese, Japanese. Oh, you might as well kill yourself. And you say, okay, you cooperate with it. It tells you that you're afraid. And you say, yes, I am afraid. Tell it to get out. Let it know, I see you. I'm not cooperating with you anymore, evil. And see what happens. Just FYI, for those who want to be free, stop cooperating with evil. Stop making room for it. Let me go to Tay out of Asia. heard around the world. Tay, you are on the air. Hey, Tay. Do you believe in life after love? I'm going to put you on hold, Tay, just in case your phone is messing up. Gyro, I believe that is, out of New Jersey. Gyro, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well, Gyro.
I wanted to speak about like the Carmelo Anthony thing. Are you interested in that at all? Do you follow it?
Not really, but I discuss it if you want to. But I'm not concerned either way. What do you think about it?
Well, I was gonna get really deep, but
what's deep?
So basically, both of them were bullies, and both chose their own path. And
both who were bullies?
Carmelo and the other guy.
The Metcalf guy?
Yeah.
Why do you say he was a bully?
I don't want to get into details, but I know for sure both of them were bullies.
How do you know Metcalf was a bully? If it's true that Camilla went to him with the knife in his own tent, how was he a bully?
Oh, they were both bullies prior to that incident.
What do you
mean
by
exactly
that?
Why the both of them met their fate. One's in prison, and the other one is unfortunately not with us.
How was Metcalf a bully?
They just were. Let's just say they both of them were, and they both had a chance to repent.
How was Metcalf a bully?
Like before that incident?
Did you say he was a bully before the incident?
Oh yeah.
How was Metcalf a bully before the incident?
Just evil, wicked tongue.
What?
And then, yeah.
What do you mean?
So just like Charlie Kirk, they deceived someone, and they both met their fate. All of them met their fate.
How was Metcalf a bully?
I told you he had an evil, wicked tongue.
What was his evil, wicked tongue?
I don't want to get into details. I can't get into details. But unfortunately, both of them.
You have eyewitness to detail about it?
With the bullying before that event, yes.
And where did you get your detail? Were you there?
Not that event. But what I'm saying is just like, you know, I want to make this message for everyone. Don't bully. And if you do, repent.
What kind of detail you have that Austin Metcalf was a bully? And where did you get the details from?
As a prophet. From the Holy Spirit. That's where I got it from.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's who I am.
What'd you say? Hello? Hello? It's me. He hung up?
Or he dropped, I'm sure.
Did he say he was a prophet?
I'm trying to back up the stream.
Oh, okay.
He said.
He hung up. Call me back, Gyro, if you like. I'm trying to figure out where you get. Sounds like he said, I asked, where'd you get the detail from that Metcalf was a bully? He said, I think he said as a prophet. I could be wrong. I don't want to misread. Let me go to Hunter out of Virginia. Hunter, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Before I answer my ask my question, the previous guy said don't bully. I think people should bully and shame. I think that's how men control the society. So I think that guy's a weak man.
But he didn't... I don't really know to understand what point he was trying to make because he wasn't there and he didn't have any physical fact that Austin Metcalf was a bully. But I think he
said... Yeah, I don't even know the situation, honestly.
Right. But I think he said he was a prophet.
Yeah, he said he got it from the Holy Spirit or something. That was weird.
okay.
So I wanted to ask you, get a little bit more of your perspective, because I know that you say that, you know, people who interracially marry or date are, like, trying to get away from their mothers.
Yes.
And in my perspective, like, I'm trying to get away from the devil, because the women in America appear to have all been groomed by Satan and become his bride. So it's almost like adultery to get with them because they're married to Satan. And so, like, I don't think it's a bad thing to reach out outside of my country for women who are not yet captivated by Satan.
Where will you look out and find a woman like that? Where are you going to look and find one?
Anywhere. I don't know. I don't think it matters where, as long as they exist.
So you think that you can find a woman outside of America that's not possessed by evil?
Yes.
And how is that possible?
By meeting them? What do you mean?
How is it possible you can find a woman on Earth that's not possessed by Satan?
Well... But if they have a good father.
How you can find that in America, if you're going to find it, you'll find that here, too, if it exists.
Well, I think it's less likely to find that in America.
And what makes you think you're going to find it outside of America?
Well, I think that outside of America, the potential for women not to have been completely... I think that America is already like a fallen country full of evil, and like the schools are evil, the corporations are evil, the politicians are evil.
What
and
country
so, like,
outside of America that you think or believe that is not evil? Which country that doesn't have evil in it?
No, I think they all have evil in it, but I think that there is varying degrees of control of the people. Like, people are less captivated by the systems of control,
like,
in
where?
Other countries, potentially.
Like where?
Maybe in, like, Asian countries, South American countries. I don't know.
No. You
you don't think so?
No.
Well, have you been there? Do you know for sure?
Evil is in every human being who are born through the woman.
Yeah, well, I agree that evil is everywhere. It's just that we have sunken so far into evil that, like, it's we're beyond. well, I mean, we're not beyond saving, but we're at a point where it's so toxically disgusting that it's almost not worth even looking in America.
And
I mean, the women
so
have been taught that they are emancipated from men's oppression, and they're willing to kill their children so that they can go party with their girlfriends.
So you think that you, Hunter, believe that if you look outside of America, you're going to find a holy woman?
No, I don't think she'll be holy. I think she'll obey.
You think she'll obey what?
Me.
Why do you think that? Are you white?
Yeah, I'm white.
And so you're looking for a non-white woman?
Well, preferably I'd like a white woman, but they're all insane, and they all don't want to obey me.
And how do you know?
I've met a lot of white women. I don't know.
How do you know they don't want to obey you?
Well, because they believe that that obeying a man is oppression.
So
that they are an emancipated, independent woman.
The women that you met, the white mm-hmm. women that you met, they told you, Hunter, I don't want to obey you. I'm not going to obey you.
Well, they didn't tell me that specifically, no.
But how do you know they don't want to obey you then?
Well, because the way they talk about men.
But how do you know they won't obey you, Hunter from Virginia?
Yeah, I guess I don't know for sure. All I can do is make a logical deduction that
if they believe
that obeying a man is oppression, that they wouldn't want to obey a man like me.
But if they have never told you, the women, white women you met, have never said, Hunter, I am not going to obey you, why would you assume that? And now you want to go to Russia.
Well, how would I determine that they would obey me then?
Why would you live it and find out?
And in what way would I live that?
Don't assume anything, but always have a way to see. And then don't look for a woman. Because if you look for a woman in an Asian country or Russia or China or the Philippines or anywhere, you're going to find the devil. Why are you looking for one?
Well, because I bought a house in the middle of nowhere, and there are no women here, so I have to go out and find a woman.
And who told you that?
Told me which part?
That you have to go out and find a woman.
Well, in order to be a father and in order to, have children, I need to find a woman.
Why do you want to be a father and have children?
Because I'm a representation of God on earth.
But if that's true, then God told you don't look for anything. He will add to you. Why are you disobeying your father on earth?
Well, doesn't he help people who help themselves?
The father told you he'll add all things unto you. He didn't.
Yeah.
Don't look
well,
for
I believe that he would.
If you look for it, you're going to find the wrong thing. Why would you disobey your father if you said you're the son? Why are you disobeying him and going out and looking when he told you not to do it?
So what did he say exactly again?
Not to look for anything. He will add unto you because you don't know what you want. You don't even know what you need. Why are you disobeying your father? Now you're all over there in China and Russia and... all over there in the whatever country you said... Asian country, why are you disobeying your father instead of letting him add that to you if that's what you need?
Well, I guess I'm trying to put myself in a position where he can add it to me.
Oh, you don't think that you, whatever position you're in, that he can't do that if he wanted to?
I think he would do it if I give him the opportunity to do it.
But what opportunity? What do you mean by that?
Well, like I said, I live out in the middle of nowhere, and there are no women out here.
And he
There's
can't
really
find
no one my age at all out here.
He can't find you and add one unto you out there in the middle of the country?
But how would that be possible?
Amazing. Can you hold Hunter?
Yeah, I can hold.
Hold on. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. Back in a moment. On peels.net. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Stop communicating, cooperating with evil in the mind and emotions. Busy day today is Wednesday again. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after this show, JLP Talk. TheHakeReport.com. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby, from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And then after the American Anchor, baby, oh, Lord, at 2 p.m., Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV, with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. Bill at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Live, brand new episode. At 2 p.m. And don't forget to like these videos. Hit like. Support us on social media. And thank you for your financial support as well. I do appreciate it. We got a lot of more work to do. I want to go back to Hunter real fast. 888-77 Jesse out of Virginia. Hunter.
Hey.
So you got a piece of property out there in the countryside in Virginia, and you think that you got to go to Asian and look for a woman because he doesn't know you out there in the country.
Well, no, I think God is guiding my decision making and my, you know, he would add the woman on to me. I wouldn't just get her myself, but now, I have to put myself in a position that a woman can be added to my life.
But what do you mean by that? Put yourself in a position.
Well, so if I go and open up my trunk of my car and I go hide in there and I lock the trunk, no woman is going to come and find me.
I don't blame her because you're gonna die in there. You're gonna suffocate.
Well, there's airflow and maybe I'll bring in some Slim Jims and beef jerky and some water.
Why do you want a wife and children?
Because I believe that I should be a father.
Why do you believe that?
Because I believe that I am a leader.
Why do you believe that?
Because I believe that I am a representation of God on earth.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I believe that...
What do you mean by you are a representation of God on earth? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I'm a man.
And so you're a representation of God on earth, so you're a man, and as a result, you got to have a wife and children?
The next step would be that, yes.
And you think that's what God wants you to do?
Yes, I believe so.
Let's say that that's true. You don't think God can find a way for you to get a wife right there, out there where you live, you think you got to travel to Asia?
I don't think I necessarily necessarily have to travel to Asia, no.
But
I believe that I wouldn't be able to find one out here.
But does God want you to look for one?
I don't know. I don't think necessarily that.
I'm sorry?
But I do. I don't think necessarily look for a woman, but I do
think I have to put
myself in a position to have a woman added to my life.
Does God tell you to do that?
In what way?
Put yourself in a position.
Yes, I think God wants me to do things that better. Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean?
Well,
God said, want for nothing. And so if he tell you not to want for anything, why do you think he would tell you, put yourself in a position to get a wife and children, now that you got a house out there in the countryside? If he say want for nothing, why would he tell you to put yourself in a position?
Well, is it wanting to want good, like if I want good things in life, not for me, but like if I want the truth to be told, if I want children not to be murdered and other harm coming to them, is that wanting? I don't know.
What do you have the right for wanting to want any of that? He tell you not to want for anything. Why are you wanting
those things?
Well, he
tells me to stand up and be a light on earth.
What?
To tell the truth, to stand up to evil. He tells me all of that.
If God tell you not to want for anything, why are you don't want children to be hurt and don't want this to happen and that to happen? When he tell you not to want for anything, why are you doing that?
It's not necessarily for me. I think it's a sacrifice, honestly. I think I'm it's not a want, it's more of a necessity.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so don't you tell white people to have lots of white babies?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so you tell them to do that because it's a necessity that they have white babies.
No, I tell them to do that so we... Well, I'm not going to tell them that anymore, but I'm telling them to do that so we can save America.
Exactly, because it's necessary, because it's a good thing. So, it's a sacrifice in a way.
What do you mean by a sacrifice? The sacrifice has already been made. What do you mean by it?
Well, it's a self-sacrifice. It's doing things for God and doing things for good instead of doing things for yourself.
Did God tell you to sacrifice yourself for him?
He says to stand up to evil. He tells you to be a light on the earth.
And where is the
evil? To stand
up
against darkness.
Where is the evil that he's telling you to stand up to?
All around us.
No. The evil's in you.
Well, it was in me, yeah.
Right. And then God never told you not to want children to be hurt, not to want this or that, because of the children are suffering the sins of the parents. And so the children, the parents are getting and living the life they want, and they set their children up to live the life they want. And why
and then the children have to break the spell, the loop.
Not your business. God didn't tell you to get involved in that, because that may not be what they want. And here you wanted something for them that they don't even want for themselves. And God never going to give you something you don't want. If you don't want it, you're like, okay, live the way you want to live. Do whatever you want. I'm okay with that. Why aren't you okay with that?
What am I not okay with?
With other people suffering.
Wait, say that again? Sorry.
Why are you okay and let other people suffer and have the life they want?
Why am I not okay with other people suffering?
Right.
I'm okay if they decide to suffer, but I believe that it's sad that they are suffering, and I believe that I should tell them the truth so that they can potentially have a, you know, that seed grow and they can stop suffering.
Did they ask you for the truth?
No, I don't care if they ask me for the truth. I'm going to give it to them.
But God doesn't give you the truth unless you ask. Why are you being greater than God? You care more than God does?
Wait a second. No, hang on. God demands that I tell the truth.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
God doesn't tell the truth to anyone that doesn't ask for it. Why are you better than God?
I don't think that God doesn't tell the truth to people who don't ask for it. I think God is always providing the truth, and it's that people have to accept the truth.
God only is give truth to people that ask for it. Are you better than God?
No, I'm not better than God. I believe in following the word of Christ.
Why are you doing something that even your father would not do? Why are you doing that?
Because I don't quite believe that, but because Christ says to.
Would God have entered into your life if you didn't ask him to enter in? Come in.
I think he was always there, and it was me who accepted him in, yes, but I think he was always waiting there to be entered.
Would God have entered into your life if you didn't invite him to come in?
Well, like I said, he was already there.
Would God have entered into your life if you did not invite him to come in and help you?
It would not have helped me unless I accepted it.
Would God have entered into your life if you did not invite him to come in?
Can you elaborate on what entered into your life means?
He only gives you insight to life because you invited him to give it to you. You asked for it.
No.
No what?
No, I think he was always providing insight. I think I just wasn't listening to it.
No, he wasn't.
Hmm.
God never gave you anything that you don't want.
Well, yes, but no, I think he is. I think he is.
Okay.
All right. I don't think it says that. It doesn't do that.
Okay. Ask the people.
Yeah,
who
I think
suffering.
You're wrong about that one.
Oh, okay. I could be wrong. But because of time, did you have a question for me about interracial dating?
Oh, I think I got the answer, but can I answer the Bible question again?
Yeah. Does God care about what you believe or what you live you believe?
I think he cares about
does
both.
Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe?
Yeah. So I think he cares about both. I think he cares about both the action and the word, and they are not separate.
And why do you think he cares about both?
Because saying something is also an action, and the action is the fruit of the tree, I suppose. So the action is the outcome, whereas the word is telling the truth or not telling the truth. So, yeah, they just align with each other or they don't. And if they don't align with each other, then that is an action in itself that is contradictory towards the truth.
Okay. I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And do what you want, Hunter, but I guarantee you that if you go out and look for a wife, over in Asian or China or America or anywhere, you will regret it and they're going to take your house out there on that land that you bought. But if you wait,
I think an American woman is more likely to take my land, man.
The Chinese woman will too. Oh,
well, a Chinese woman, yeah, maybe, but
the Asian woman too. But do what you want. But I would wait for that to happen naturally rather than looking for it. But do what you want, all right?
Yeah, just I guess what is natural. But yeah, thank you very much, man.
Let me know how it goes. Call me again.
All right. Love you, man.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Love you. Thank you. Hank, yep. Did a friend of mine just text me and said, I believe the Senate passed a funding bill after the Congress passed it already.
Yeah.
Late last month. I believe it's already on President Trump's desk to sign.
I believe he's right.
It's a done deal as soon as the president signs. So that's fine.
I had given bad news or incomplete news.
And the hate news.
The House passed a $70 billion bill to fund immigration enforcement for 3 years, sending it to Trump. Narrowly passed the bill, 214 to 212.
So you gave...
It accelerates. Let me just finish the news. The funding accelerates the administration's because I'm like, oh, no, does it have to go to the Senate? And I knew I shouldn't have said that. But it already passed the Senate. Your friend is correct. The funding accelerates the administration's deportation agenda, which seeks to deport some 1 million people per year. According to AP, the White House says the bill will provide $38 billion for ICE, $26 billion for Border Patrol, and another $5 billion to cover unforeseen costs. Comes on top of the nearly $140 billion that the Republican-controlled Congress gave ICE and Customs and Border Protection last year as part of Trump's tax and spending cuts bill.
Don't mess with Trump.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Shout out.
And they call him king. And so you gave fake news and the hate news?
Typical. Fake news. I say it's not fake news, but info may be false. Disclaimer.
Well, I'm glad my friend texted me to correct that.
Yeah, I had seen it, and I'm like, darn, I ran out of time. I was talking about the dumb primaries.
I mean, well, now you have the hate news and not the fake news.
That's right.
I mean, let me go quickly to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, it's funny that last caller, I have a customer that married a Chinese woman. He's like your age.
Oh,
he married
young.
A Chinese woman thinking he would do better, and she ended up selling his house and keeping the money.
I rest my case.
Yep.
Yeah, when you go out looking for anything on your own, you're going to always pick the wrong thing. You're going to find the wrong thing. That's why you should not want for anything, and it would be added unto you.
Yeah, and you think you're going to find it in a different race, but all races are evil.
Yes, I rest my case.
Yep. And, Hank, where's my super chat?
I
don't
know.
Where
I can't
is it?
Find it.
You forgot to read it.
Where did you super chat it?
Jesse, yesterday at the 5 o'clock hour.
YouTube?
Your last hour.
YouTube or buy me a coffee?
YouTube.
I didn't see
it.
I don't know if it went through. Because I was looking for it and haven't seen it. I'll look again as
well. Well, it only said that what I called you about. It said something like Ridgeway means road and abortion is going to die on this road.
Yeah, it didn't show up. I think it didn't go through.
Those people that had an abortion, this will bring the end of abortion. Watch.
And that was on
right.
Jesse's.
I'm prophesying.
That was on Jesse's YouTube, right?
Yeah. I'm prophesying.
Check your charges, because maybe it just didn't charge and didn't go through, even though it tried to. It's possible that what you said was flagged and YouTube declined it.
Yeah, it happens. A lot of times I do a super chat and I have to delete it. It will not let me, especially if it has anything to do with Islam, it won't let me super chat it.
Yeah.
God not happy with you. No, I'm playing.
God, how are you too?
I'm playing. I'm just joking.
So, Brandy, I really don't see it anywhere, FYI.
Just for the record.
Does that mean you guys aren't going to get the money for it?
Probably so.
What the? Yeah. They did not want me to say that, I guess.
Yep. All right.
Because it's true. So I've been watching these videos that say that Lincoln was going to give blacks the land from, like, New Jersey to Georgia. Do you think that if we give them the land that Lincoln promised them and prove that their DNA actually were slaves, they would stop this whole fighting?
Who is Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln.
Who is that?
The president that freed them?
The president is Bush. I mean, Trump. How are they going to... Lincoln is dead, right?
Yeah, but supposedly he was going to give the land from, like, New Jersey to Georgia.
Oh, they're making that up? Is that real, Jay?
Do you think so? I don't know.
I've never heard anything like that.
I hadn't heard
it. Well, if it is true, and we give them the land and prove that they're actually descendants of slavery, do you think that they will stop being so hateful to us whites?
No. The only thing going to change that, the heart got to change from anger to love.
Yeah. All right. That's all I wanted to say. We're almost in. I'll call back and bug you later.
Okay, Brandy. Good to hear from you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye now.
Bye.
Super chat.
The Dead End. Three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. So blacks, not all, but most, are boycotting Asian stores on account of that store owner and his son being found innocent for shooting that young black male. Asians are celebrating that they will not have to deal with them for a little long while. Imagine that the blacks think the threat of peace and quiet is supposed to be punishment. What the?
No, if that's true, I've not heard that. But if that's true, they're doing the Asian a favor. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
The Hague Report gifted the can. What's up, my people, friends, neighbors?
All is well. Thank you.
Qual for Life gifted the cookie on pilled.net.
Thank you for life.
Qual.
Qual?
Yeah, K-W-A-L-L. Hopefully I'm not butchering this person's name.
Right on. Thank you.
Chuck and Jivin gave a few super chats asking, what about that black baby just got sentenced 35 years, Jesse? What about the black babies?
Oh, Lord,
shocked,
not my baby.
Sad, pleading.
Not my baby, Lord. Oh, Lord, not my baby.
What about the black babies, Jesse? Oh, Lord, the babies, Lord, the black babies.
Not my baby.
Black fist power.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck and Jivin.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hunter. Great conversation, says Eric with five coffees.
Thank you. Shout out to Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter, about the...
He got to go to Asian.
And pushing the truth on people regardless. Nice. Shout out.
Shout out to Hunter. Love you, Hunter.
Yeah.
Stay with it. Amazing.
Justin K., if you donate too many times, you get a chargeback or something political. It sounds like he's theorizing on what may have happened with Brandy.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin K.
Yeah.
Taylor L., Carmelo Anthony's own mama, hates him. Soon as she got that GoFundMe, she got a new house and a Cadillac. So claims Taylor. Info may be false.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
He could have left the country with that $600K.
Amazing. Allegedly. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. I believe in life after love. James is the first time I call out of Houston, Texas. James, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, James.
How you doing today, brother?
All is well.
All is well, my brother. Hey, man, so I've been watching a lot of your older content here, loving it, soaking it up. You're hilarious. What do you think about the Jews?
I think that we should love all people. Love our enemies.
Amen. Amen. So what do you think about that verse that says they are of the synagogue of Satan? I believe it's Revelation 3:9.
We should still love them and not hate them because they know not what they do.
Correct. Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Amazing.
Amazing. What do you think about people who believe in a triune God?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, where they Trinity.
Oh, they're lost people. Forgive them. They cannot see. They know not what they do.
Right.
There's only one God. Wow.
Yes, sir. The Father.
Yes.
And then the Son of God that he sent to take that death on the cross that we deserve.
There's the Father, and there's the Son, and there's the teacher, the Holy Spirit. But there's only one
Amen,
God,
brother.
And that's God. James, I'm out of time. Call me again. We're going to get cut off in a minute, but call me again.
All right.
I appreciate it, James. I am out of time. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And stop cooperating with the accuser, the condemner. If you stop cooperating with him, I promise you he'll leave your house. And he is not going to like it when you say, get out of here, I'm not cooperating with you anymore. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. All emotions are all lies all the time about anything. When she's crying, she's lying. Thank you for your support. Stay with it. Stay with the silent prayer. Hate is coming now. The Hate Report, and then the American Anchor Baby, and then Bill at 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's Wednesday. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Jake out of Florida. And the caller just hung up, and the callers that are coming in, I'll be back tomorrow. It's Bible Thumper already Thursday. Take care, folks, and thank you for your financial support as well. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.